Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, mini-sode number 29.
All right. Ready.
I'm here with Leander.
Hello.
And Ryan Young.
I'm here with Tim.
Yep.
Hi, Ryan Young.
And Leander.
And we're just going to do a couple quick comic book reviews for you, and Leander has volunteered to start.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And Ryan Young has volunteered to start.
Oh, that's right.
So, I am reviewing Uncanny X-Men, number one.
All right.
So,
I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So, new team is Magneto, Sabretooth, the Axis Sabretooth.
Right.
Psylocke,
mm-hmm.
M,
mm-hmm.
and Archangel.
Yes.
So that's our team.
It's a great team.
It's a great team in concept. So... So, the thing is that it's written by someone named, first name, don't know, last name, Bunn.
Colin Bunn.
There we go. That sounds familiar. Colin Bunn is a writer. Nolan Woodard is a color artist.
He opens veins.
That sounds like a really awesome 80s horror movie.
The Arterist.
The Arterist.
John Carpenter's.
The Arterist. The general concept right now is there's still things going on that I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm still confused about the world that this is currently.
Okay.
So I'm assuming they're referencing back to before Secret Wars, when there was a big incident where Terrigen Mist came out, right? And there were more Inhumans than there normally have been before.
Right.
And I wasn't aware at the time, because maybe I had already canceled Marvel by then, but Terrigen Mist apparently is toxic to mutants.
Correct.
It'll kill them, so I didn't know that. So there are some mutants who decided...
It makes them sterile.
Sterile. So, which is so weird. It's a really crazy concept.
Really, yeah.
It's kind of cool, actually, in a way. But then Secret Wars happened, so I was confused. And then the idea is that this team... is trying to go after some people who have decided to let mutants pay for being, what's it called? Like, kind of like cryogenic, you know, put into sleep,
mm-hmm.
stasis or whatever, until this whole thing passes over. And Magneto, I don't like it, just doesn't like that idea. He's like, no, you have to be awake and sniff it the entire time. You have to inhale and love it. I'm like, why? Let them sleep. What is wrong with letting them sleep? Like, he literally rips over in the stasis and like, you guys are fools. I hate all of you for sleeping. I'm like, what? They're just sleeping. Let them sleep. The thing is that I don't like the team because they haven't really done enough with Axis Sabretooth yet. And now they're just kind of throwing him on a team, you know? And he hasn't really developed himself yet, I believe. And they're all kind of interacting with him as if everything's okay. Except for M. M is the only person who, like, is in his face. And is like, I know you used to be a killer and I don't care. But there's also a huge sexual tension between M and Sabretooth. Which is fine. And Sabretooth is doing a really good job of being Axis Sabretooth. He is not killing anyone. Of all the people, he seems to be, like, the nicest of all of them. Like,
so
he's,
weird.
Like, beating people down, and he's, like, whispering to the guy, he's like, just play dead so that we don't kill you.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty interesting. M is not drawn well, and that's what makes me upset the most. By far, M is not drawn well
at all.
It's
not Terry Dodson.
She is... Yeah, not Terry Dodson. She's very... unfortunately chunky, like, for no reason. Like, there's no need for that face to be so round. Like, it's horrible.
You know what? I didn't notice.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that you've pointed it out to me,
it's
right. That is horrible.
It is literally horrible.
It's horrible.
And there's a couple panels that look like that. Where, meanwhile, Psylocke's got it going on.
Yeah, I mean, but Psylocke.
Psylocke's always. Oh, my goodness. Psylocke. Ugh, I know. I thought I was gay, but I guess I'm not. And so the idea is, one, Archangel is completely soulless and mindless now or whatever. He literally is now, Betsy sends a psychic message to him to, like, hit targets. He's basically just a drone to kill things and then goes back and goes away and gets locked back up. So, and Magneto's kind of losing his powers, but we know we're not sure what's going
on there. Since Avengers versus X-Men, his powers have been on the fritz.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And again, it's not that I mind that. I kind of knew that, but it's like, what Magneto is this? I'm still confused about what any of these people are. Like, I don't even, am I supposed to just assume these are the same people from before? Because Old Man Logan is not the same Logan that we know now. So at what point am I supposed to think that any one of these characters are from an alternate universe that are now just combined into one?
That's true.
And that's pissing me off right now. I cannot deal with it. I don't know if this M knows Jubilee and they used to be in Generation X or not. So, anyways, reference to Jubilee. Ultimately...
Always got to sneak a Jubilee reference in.
The ending, the kind of cliffhanger is that there are bad guys who are going around killing every mutant healer that exists. That's the whole point. So... we don't know why they're trying to kill the healers. It seems to be an abomination to life that you can heal people, and they're trying to stop that whole process. So, Uncanny X-Men, to me, I didn't like it. Ryan Young, seemed like you might have read it.
I liked it. I didn't love it, though. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought some of the writing was uneven. I do have some of the similar complaints as you. Now that you've pointed out the art snafu, I'm a little, like, it went down a little knot. I did not notice it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I like M, too, as well. Yeah. She's one of my favorite ex-ladies.
Yeah.
I did overall like it, but, like, I don't think that of the three X-books, right now it's my least, the least of the three.
What's your favorite?
All New.
All New?
Yeah.
Which one is that one?
That's,
with the old school X-Men?
Yeah, with the kids.
All right. I haven't read that.
Yeah, that's my favorite one so far.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun, that one, too. Nice. But and then Extraordinary, and then that one.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's my review for Uncanny X-Men. My feeling is that it's supposed to feel Uncanny X-Force-ish, but it didn't make it.
Yep,
that's the
kind of vibe that I was trying to get. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
you know why? Because Remender's not writing it. That's
mm-hmm.
why.
Mm-hmm. Free Remender.
Yeah,
Free Remender.
We're gonna have to have our Remender Fest.
Yeah, me and Rashid.
Remender, it's gonna happen.
All right, that's it for me.
All right, Ryan Young, you want to go? What do you got?
all right, I got Paper Girls.
Ah, yes.
Number four, is that the one that just came out? I don't have the book in front of me right now.
Yes, four just came out.
Max loves that, by the way.
It's mm-hmm. great. It is a great book. And
I haven't read it yet.
It's Vaughn. And it's. I think it's an ongoing. There's been some debate about whether or not it's a miniseries or ongoing. Yeah, nobody's sure. I think that I read that it's ongoing. And I'm very curious to see where they go with it, because there's a lot of weird things, time travel, and like all kinds of zany things. In this issue, one of the girls gets hurt, and so they give her to the, it's the new girl, they give her to the time travelers. It ends, spoiler alert, skip ahead 15 seconds, if you don't want to be spoiled. They put her in, and at the end of in the time machine, she just disappears, because they're taking her somewhere where they can, but the girls don't know that, and they think that they messed up and they actually got kidnapped or whatever.
Mm.
But I think that, because it's Vaughn, so he just does characters so well that, like, it doesn't even matter what the plot is. You just like the people who are in it. And I love all four of the girls. There's, like, because it takes place in the 80s. There's one girl who's just, like, a terrible person. And it's great. It's an enjoyable book. I like it a lot. Paper Girls.
Well, like the one that's a terrible person. Like, what's an example of her being a terrible person?
She is a bigot, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but her other friends are, and they're just, you know, they're just like, hey, come on, you know, like stop that, like, you know, like
golly gee willikers.
Yeah, like, hey, come on now. Although, you know, not really. They curse and stuff. There's the one girl who's like the tough girl,
right?
And and all that. Yeah, and she's just not. Like, maybe I'm being a little bit harsh on her. Maybe she is a good person, but she's just a kid in the 80s.
Sure, okay.
And, like, right, you know,
fair,
but, like,
fair.
But, you know, from an adult standard, you know, she's a, like, if I met a person who I'd be like, you're a bad person. But, I mean, if an 8-year-old in 1988, I might have a little bit more of if I met an 8-year-old from 1988, I might give them a little bit more leeway. I might still be like, hey, you probably shouldn't say that stuff, but I wouldn't be like, you're a horrible person because you're just a kid and you're from the 80s.
What if that kid had, like, a warrant t-shirt on or something?
Well, then they're a horrible person. But
nice.
But that's what I mean. It's like, it's something that maybe a lesser writer wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, to include a character who is unlikable in that regard.
I
you know
see.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so it's an interesting... And then And then even, I don't know what's going to happen, but then if she, like, grows and learns and changes from it, like, it creates a good starting point for a character to evolve from, you know? And then, like, learn that, you know, that all diversity must be the same, to call back the other podcast I was on. But, like, you know, just, yeah, so it's a really cool book. It's only 4 issues in, Leander. It's Image.
That's it? All right.
It's Image.
I might be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my book is a book that I ordered out of the previews based off the cover.
I like how you always have. It's every always time, a show. It's always time. A show. He's got to keep it face down and be like, "This is my book." You surprise! Know,
all right. So this is my book. Surprise! This book was weird. It is Burnt Comics #1 from Creature Comics. Yes. Look at this cover. This cover is amazing. It is a dog drinking a beer. His penis is clearly shown. He has needles sticking out of him. I'm like, I don't know what this is. The background is drawn like twice in red and blue to be like 3D.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not.
Is that it? What is that?
You know what? I don't know.
It looks like something.
A severed penis?
Yeah.
Maybe. So this book is the story of Scummy the Dog.
Oh, jeez.
Scummy the Dog and his adventures, because he wants to kill himself. And he wants to do it in a creative way.
Uh-huh.
So he can't hang himself.
Right, that's
he doesn't
true.
Want to shoot his that's head hack. Off with a shotgun.
Right, no,
been
there, done that.
He gets the idea to chew his own head off, but he can't figure that out quite.
Yeah, that's rough.
So this is about him, and it's just like, he's like, man, my life is so terrible, I only get laid by that weird cat around the block. Like, it is so weird. It is definitely a stoner book. I probably wouldn't have got it if I realized it was such a stoner book. I'm just like, this is a weird cover. And keep in mind, in the previews book, it's like, I don't know, 3 millimeters
right,
by
right.
3 millimeters. I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to get it.
You made some guy's day.
Yeah, someone's
well,
really happy.
Yeah, I do. It's not bad. I have to clarify, it's not bad, but
can I flip through it while
but
you
it
review?
Is dumb humor. And I'm not saying that to be insulting. It's meant to be that way.
Right.
He does have a great intro and outro to the book where it's him as an alligator kid talking to his dad who's in his recliner. He's like, Dad, I'm going to be a comic artist one day. You'll be so proud. He's like, why don't you become a doctor or something? Nobody makes money in comics. So you read the whole book, and then at the end, it's him going to his dad with a sack with a dollar sign on. He's like, Dad, look, I made all this money. He goes, that's fantastic. There's still time. You could be a doctor or a lawyer. It's all about his dad not accepting him. But
so this is a little on the nose, then, is
yeah,
what
no,
you're saying.
It's
like,
extremely on the nose.
He had this conversation with his dad.
Absolutely.
After he showed him this comic.
Right.
I hope so. So
there's no color.
There's no color.
Black
it's
and white.
Black and white. No shades of gray. It is extremely psychedelic how it's drawn. It is very vulgar. It is not for kids. It is hilarious. It's not my typical weird humor, but I did enjoy it. Scummy the Dog does end up killing himself by biting his own head off.
So it's a one shot?
I think so, but who knows?
Maybe that's maybe. Like every time, every issue is him trying to kill himself again.
Right. Right. So he actually kills himself, goes to whatever is next. They don't clarify what it is, and he ends up getting sent back. By a hellspawn demon kind of creature.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Like, well, you can go back, because apparently when you die, you just float there and do nothing. And I'm like, this book is weird. So if you like weird stoner humor,
no,
you don't want to look at it?
No, don't need to.
You saw enough.
I've seen enough.
So if you like that kind of thing, and you want to support an indie artist, which is what I thought I was doing, and I guess I did, and I'm not against it, but like I said, weird book.
wait, who did we say who it was written and drawn by?
I forgot his name, Jay something.
Yeah, here, I'm going to leave this up to you.
This is a Leander name?
No.
Leander, can you do this?
No.
You won't even look at the book?
No, I refuse.
Wow.
I might be a little bit on Leander's side. I regret looking through it.
J-Ro Lantiagua?
Hero?
We apologize, J-Ro.
J-Ro. I told you to read it.
All right, let me see.
Right here. You read it.
Yeah, J-Ro Lantigua.
All right.
Unless it was a J from Spanish. It's Hydia.
Oh, it could be Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So bad. Oh, it's so gross, this book. It's so gross. So if you like gross things, this can probably be ordered.
From you. Maybe. I'm gonna put it on eBay.
I have one copy. So yeah, not bad book, but it's if you're looking for that.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for that, you know.
Who's the publisher again?
Creature Comics.
It's probably his comic.
It probably is.
You know how, like, Ninja Turtles, it was, like, Mirage was the comic company that put it out, and that was just them. It wasn't a real company, and it was called Mirage.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really there. And that was, like, a little joke. So this is probably like that. It's just his own.
Printed in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, they'll print anything there.
So, thank you, everybody, for listening to another exciting mini-sode with ups, downs, and whatever the hell that was.
I don't know what that was.
That's your Christmas present, buddy.
Yeah. For 2016, you're going to give them a year-old comic?
It might be worth something by then. There might be Burnt Comics the movie by then.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't either. All right, well, thank you for listening.